over and time to work, and the city becomes more empty. The services are normalized, the places become cleaner, and so it's time to enjoy every sunny day. When spring arrives in September, the temperatures get hotter and hotter to enjoy outside. The trees become greener and flowers start to colorize the city. In every tourist city, you may see people in summer. Here, it is not different. In recent years, Brazilians got great access to vehicles, and the streets remained tiny. On summer, you could spend hours in traffic just to go to the beach or supermarket if you don't have information on how summer season works around here. From Christmas to New Year, the city beats the record of visitants. Come in this season, and if you are familiarized with how to move across the city, residents do their tasks quite early in the morning when the streets are empty, so it is perfect to go surfing, go exercise, go to supermarkets, go to cash machines, etc. Notice that banks' personal services are open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Brazil, and the rest of the day locals do their tasks by feet closer to their homes. Notice that tourists start to crowd every place after 10 o'clock in the morning. Number 2. Drink local beers. At Lagoa de Conceição neighborhood, there is a pub called Book and Beers. Inside, you see cult atmosphere with old objects from past decades, and you can pick up a book to read. When you get on the second floor, you see a beautiful view of the lagoon. There are a variety of artisanal beers made at southern Brazil, including the local Cerveja Sambiqui. Some beers have tropical fruit tastes that sounds innovative. If price matters, this pub is not cheap. You may look for other pubs around or look for beers or local supermarkets. Restaurants usually serve soft beers at Chopp il Hau produced inside the island. In Brazil, some commercial beers are produced without wheat, but with rice and corn. It is a lighter drink for hot days. Chopp means beer with more water for thirsty consumers. In recent years, many artisanal beers have emerged around the country. The old ones, like Eisenbaum, became big player brands. Look for artisanal beers made with wheat and natural ingredients with international categories of taste. Number 3. Take organic fruit from street trees. Yes, we have many tropical fruits. Most of it grows from summer to fall, like lemons, orange, guava, avocado, bananas, passion fruit, papaya, mango, acerola, pitanga, and pomegranate. Some of that grows from winter to spring, like blackberries. On residential neighborhoods far from downtown, we find more arborized streets, but in the whole city, we find fruit trees. With a picker, it's possible to reach higher trees. If you don't recognize the type of fruit, ask or observe locals to catching fruits because some vegetables are poisonous. Normally, fruits with thin skin like pitanga, acerola, and tomatoes, when they are green, are not ready to eat. Normally, when fruits get yellow, they are ready to catch. Avocados and bananas are ready to catch when they get big and bold, reaching their ideal size, even being green. Pay attention to pick up fruits outside the house's walls. There are community gardens at Pucuca 1195 Capella Street at Campeche, where people volunteer helping to grow vegetables and take some for their own consumption. Number 4. Visit the Sambiqui Indigenous Museum. You may encounter archaeological sites and marks at stones around the island, but you have to recognize it. At Joaquina Beach, right beside moving forward stones, there are two circular marks on the ground that seem like places to put pans, but they are truly for sharpening tools. When the sea level was a little bit higher, the natives used water with sand to build their knives and spearheads on that circle. For understanding the aspects of indigenous life, you have to visit this principal museum called Museu de Homem de Sambiqui, located at Esteves Junior Street downtown inside Cartaranese School, to see the greatest collection of these indigenous people. Another institution of the indigenous explains how they move giant stones to mark the solar events at Barra de Lagoa 188 Larendo José de Sousa, named Centro de Arqueoastronomia, with images and artifacts. Another cultural site stays open on the right side of the Ingleses Beach, a wood path across the stones with signs and marks made by the natives.